And today we're going to talk about how you got that thing that you got. And we begin with a story of a guy from Maryland who went down to Central America. The New World screw worm sounds like something out of a nightmare, they say. And it's officially now in the United States. The Department of Health and Human Services, just yesterday, confirmed the first human case of the flesh-eating parasite in the country.
Cool.
Now, the case is travel-associated. The Maryland resident had recently returned from traveling in Central America. Sources initially said the person had been in Guatemala, but the official announcement indicates it was El Salvador.
How did they mess that up? Where were you? I was in Guatemala. Say it was in El Salvador. Okay. Yeah.
Are they close?
I mean, they're close, but like if you ask me the question of where were, especially when you say, hey, Mr. Hill, you have a flesh-eating parasite. Where were you? If I say Guatemala, good chance I was in Guatemala. And they're like, we're going to go ahead and say El Salvador.
The risk to the public is very low, but this is the first human case of travel-associated New World screwworm.
Is there like an old world screw, like Miasis, the old screwworm or something?
It is a parasitic infestation of fly larvae from the outbreak affected country identified. So, yes, I guess he did have his outbreak here in the United States.
Right.
Now, the statement reads, decades after it nearly eradicated the parasitic fly, which largely does threaten cattle, U.S. is now fighting to keep it out after it was detected just 700 miles south of Texas and moving north. Now, no cases in animals in the U.S. have been confirmed this year, but the beef industry is on high alert. Now, here's what goes down. The parasitic fly lays eggs in open wound, wounds on any warm-blooded animal. And the hundreds of screw worm larvae then hatch and they feed on your flesh and will kill their hosts if not treated. Now, human infestation, they say, is rare, but an outbreak in Texas could cost the state economy $1.8 billion thanks to livestock losses, according to expert estimates.
Do cattle just have more open wounds than your average mammal?
I'm not sure.
Right, because I'm just thinking, like, you go to Guatemala, El Salvador, obviously not every animal there is a cow. Dogs, cats, you name it, whatever's indigenous to the area, warm-blooded mammals, but they target cows. Like, are cows clumsy? Do they just have cuts all over their body? Like, what's going on with cows that they're an easy target?
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know.
If you have an open wound, they're going to lay the egg in there, whatever you are, but predominantly cows.
Maybe they just like cows.
I know, but it still doesn't have an open wound. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the whole thing.
Right, I'm just saying, it goes into any mammal with an open wound, correct?
Warm-blooded mammal, yeah.
Well, so, yeah. It might just like cows more. Like, you're a carnivore. You can eat any meat you want.
Sure.
But you probably have one you prefer.
Yeah, I do.
So maybe this fly
but
is
But I'm
like,
saying, if I'm trying to perpetuate life, right? I mean, they're just laying eggs to keep life going on, man. It just, I don't know. I guess cows are just cut up, bruised, clumsy, tripping. Mm-hmm. Who the hell knows? Skin knees.
Well, yeah, and you're moving them around. There's fences. There's posts.
And barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I got, you know what?
It just seems like any animal would have a wound somewhere, but for whatever reason, cows are like, ah, dude, they're clumsy.
The one thing that I got, my buddy got a deer. We're probably 14, 15 years old, whatever. Mm. So you got to gut the deer if you're going to try to haul this thing out. We're pretty far in. So we knew we had a long way to carry this thing. So we gutted it when we were out there.
Yeah.
And then we started bringing it back. And I got ringworm. So I had something living on my chest.
Now, what does ringworm do other than skeeve you out and just sound gross in general?
It burrows underneath your skin.
But, I mean, does it cause problems after that?
It's just really itchy.
Okay, so that's the main thing.
It irritates your skin, and it's incredibly itchy.
All right.
I still have scarring from it.
And then what do they just give you, like, a Z-Pack or something? Or
yeah, I mean, well, I think at the time, yeah, they must. I know I got shots for sure. All I don't think I got antibiotics. Okay. Or that antibiotic might have been in the shot.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how that worked. But I do know I did have to go to the hospital, and that was the only way I could get rid of it. And they gave me a topical cream.
Sure.
That I also used, which I believe was a steroid.
Well, right, because it's a fungus. It's not an actual worm.
Oh, that's a fungus. Yeah, well,
it grows underneath your skin.
Correct.
So it's not a worm, it's a fungus.
Right, I'm just looking it up now. So basically, that deer already had it.
Yes.
So when you guys touched its flesh or got near its flesh infected, it got passed on to you guys.
See, my interpretation of ringworm is because they say worm.
I figured it's a worm.
Some kind of little
thing. Like,
but isn't ringworm kind of popular, unfortunately? I think you get it in wrestling, too, because the mats aren't clean.
That, if it's a fungus, that would make sense.
Or MRSA.
Yeah, MRSA.
Well, MRSA is worse, right.
I've heard of people
getting that. MRSA is worse.
Well, remember the Commanders for a couple years there? They had like 2 or 3 MRSA outbreaks, and the NFL was like, what are you guys doing? Like, clean the equipment.
Was that under Snyder?
Sure, yes, it was.
Of course. That is why, because he's not going to spend a dime on anything.
Could you imagine walking into that guy's house? I mean, it's a billion-dollar pigsty.
No, because he has someone clean it. I think if he did not have a cleaner, it would be absolutely disgusting.
Right, he's probably not cheap to himself.
Oh, I'm sure.
Cheap to his employees and stuff
everyone.
He owns.
Fair enough.
And the fans.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
His pizza delivery
didn't
guy.
Didn't he sell expired beer at the stadium?
Expired beer, stale peanuts. And he knew it. It's not like, hey, we did an investigation. And he said, oh, my God. It was like, no. Buy the stale beer because I get it on the cheap. Mm-hmm. And then I upsell it because it's an NFL game. So you sell it for whatever you sell it for.
Same thing he was buying the beer that had already expired from
If you have a friend that works for a beer distributor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those dates are real. So sometimes they'll be like, hey, it's out of date, but if you want it, I can give it to you as we can't sell it.
And I guarantee he must made a back deal.
Right. He must have gone over the top and said, I don't care. Sell me all that stuff for cheaper and I'll sell it.
Well, they say it's not necessarily bad.
It's not bad.
It's just that it changes the taste profile of the way the beer is supposed to taste.
Exactly.
So if you get a Bud
Light, you're not going to get
sick. It's not going to taste like Bud Light.
Yeah.
It's not going to have the same taste. Which is weird. You go to McDonald's and you taste the hamburger. It tastes like a McDonald's hamburger.
Well, they're not selling you old beef.
This would not be, it would not taste like a McDonald's hamburger.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Now we stay here in Seattle. Public Health Seattle King County has issued a warning for residents and visitors to avoid swimming at 6 popular local beaches due to high bacterial levels and a sewage spill. The affected beaches include Madison Park in Seattle. Houghton Beach in Kirkland. Idlewood in Redmond, Luther Burbank on Mercer Island, and Gene Colan in Renton. Officials said there are high bacterial levels at those beaches. Additionally, Mount Baker Beach, closed because of the poop. King County conducts regular water testing at these locations. They'll reopen the beaches once the bacterial levels return to safe standards. Based on that time frame, summer's going to be over.
Yeah, summer will be done by then.
It hasn't been super hot, but it's been dry this summer, so I feel like that's bound to happen. With that much sun and
not a lot of rain moving around.
Not a lot of
rain.
It's like, well, some bacteria is going to start growing.
I mean, I'm glad they let us know, but you know, there's people out there that are still toweling off when they get this news. Like, I'm sorry, what now?
Great.
Yeah, right? Like, people are probably there this weekend and they're like, oh, now it's closed.
So, our question, how did you get the thing that you got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
So what did you get?
So it was about 10, 15 years ago. I was living in Arizona. Let's just say I pissed the wrong person off and ended up getting a .22 caliber in the back of my head.
Oh, dang. What did you do? What happened?
He thought I was sleeping with his girlfriend, and I didn't realize he was really more of a gangster than I thought he was.
Okay, now, were you sleeping with his girlfriend?
Yeah, did you know his girlfriend?
In all fairness, yes, I was.
He
thought correct.
So he did think you were because you
were.
All right.
Yep.
And where did he confirm?
He walked into a party and came up behind me and just popped me right in the back of the head.
With a .22.
The funny part is that with a .22.
That's an interesting weapon of choice for a party, isn't it?
I mean, did he get arrested being that he walked into a party with multiple witnesses
with
and
a rifle?
Shot you?
I have no clue, because I was unconscious at that point, and I woke up in the hospital.
How old were you?
I was 27.
Okay.
All right.
How far did the bullet go in?
It actually didn't go through my skull.
So your skull stopped the bullet?
Yeah, the doctor told me, he was like, you're lucky you have a thick skull, otherwise you'd be dead right now. I'm like...
Yeah, I got shot in the head, doc.
So,
I can piece that one again.
So did the guy get charged with attempted murder?
I believe so. I have not heard anything about it because I moved away from there after that, right after I got out of the hospital.
How long between the time you got out of the hospital and you moved?
Less than a month.
I was going to say, was that that had to be the driving force behind you moving, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Was this guy still on the run?
As far as I knew, yes.
So they never got him. You're in the hospital. You've been shot in the back of the head. Okay, all right.
I peaced out and disappeared because I was like not trying to play with that.
It's probably a good idea you left, because think about it like this. You walk into a party with a bunch of people watching you. You shoot someone in the back of the head. This guy's confident enough in his badassness that none of them are going to talk to the cops. Not a single one of them. That's the guy you don't mess with.
Did you know?
I didn't even know it was that. I didn't even know it was like that. I never met him.
Did you know that she had a boyfriend?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
How do you think? Kid.
So you had never seen or met this guy before, right?
Nope.
So how do you think he found out that you were the guy sleeping with his girlfriend?
I think she just got pissed off at me and ran her mouth and said something.
All right. Now, did he know who you, how did he know who you were if you never had met him before? In other words, he walks into this party. Let's say there's 25 people.
Which one of you are sleeping with my girlfriend?
Exactly. I guess you don't know this, but someone had to point you out or something.
Yeah, somebody pointed me out. I'm just not sure who.
And how long are you in the hospital?
Oh, a couple weeks.
You have no idea what this guy looks like. You've never met him to this day.
I've never met him.
If there was a lineup.
I couldn't tell you. I got a quick glimpse of him very briefly right before. Yeah, I just saw him walking in, and he looked like a little Hispanic gangster-looking like guy, and I just kind of blew him off, and I turned around, and next thing you know, everything was black.
Okay. No, he shot you in the head.
So did you ever talk to the girlfriend again? Or his girlfriend? Or your girl that you were seeing?
No. No. I never saw her again. I just left the city, left the state, and moved back home. Started over again because I was like, man, that'd mess up if I'm getting shot by some guy's girlfriend.
Well, sleeping with his girlfriend. Not that you should be shot for that, but, people have adverse reactions to these things. Do you have any, permanent scarring from it or anything?
You can actually feel the bullets, though, because they said they would have to break my skull to get it out. So
the bullet is in your head? All right, so what if, say something happens, I don't know, man, you got to go to the doctor, and they have to give you an MRI. And you tell them, look, bro, I can't do it.
Is lead, is that?
Know.
Is lead a metal?
I don't know if it's magnetic, but.
I don't know that.
It's a metal, I don't know if it's magnetic.
That's what I'm saying, I don't know.
Do you know?
I would tell them before I did it, though, definitely.
Do you set up the alarm or the detector at the airport?
Yes.
You do?
Really?
All right. I got metal in my ankle, too, so.
What's in your ankle?
Titanium screws.
Oh, okay. So you just messed up your ankle.
So is it the screws setting it off, or is it the bullet in your head setting it off?
I think the bullet is, because that's lead. Those are titanium.
Okay. And do you have, weird conversations with the TSA? Look, I know this is going to sound ridiculous. There's a bullet in my head, man.
I just look right here. See, this is a bullet. They're like, they take the wand, go across it, and they're like, oh, yep, that's metal.
Huh.
All right. Now, let me ask you. Has anything, since this happened, has anything changed as far as the way that your brain, you believe, works?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Was it working good before?
Right. You can't speak. You can't, speak, fluid Portuguese or anything weird like that. Or sometimes, if the microwave's on, you start drooling. Nothing like that.
I bet his penis meat is a little bit broader.
One more random question. Was the chick hot enough worth getting shot in the head for?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
How did you meet this? Was this a work acquaintance?
College. ASU.
Oh, at Arizona State?
Yeah, dude, you're going to Arizona State and you get shot in the back of the head.
Well, you moved to Vegas.
Yeah, she was a little Hispanic girl, just a hot little number that was barely dressed all the time because of the heat, and it just...
It's ASU, man. ASU is notorious for hot chicks.
They have a pool on campus, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I don't remember much of college.
Yeah,
you should. Yeah. ASU, that's a place to go, man.
Oh, Tempe.
Mm. Yeah, good times.